Yesterday, Easter Sunday, commemorates the event which has defined the Christian Church. Jesus Christ rising from the dead is the most important event in history. Even the way we tell time and count the days are affected by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Long before the women discovered the empty tomb, those with faith in the one true God confess their belief in a physical resurrection. Job, whose suffering is related in the book named after him, expressed his hope in God's grace, trusting in the resurrection of the body. Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart fadeth within me. From the depths of human misery, even when he thought he was dying, Job spoke of his faith in God. No human could take his place, no human could cure his ills. The language Job uses for Redeemer is the same sense we find in the book of Ruth, where Boaz is called a kinsman redeemer. Through Boaz, the property of Ruth's deceased husband is preserved. Through the Almighty's intervention, Job has future hope. This week, while studying Job's words, we will come to know that Jesus Christ is our Redeemer and Deliverer from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.